This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In U.S. politics, an important announcement expected this hour from Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
Nikki Haley makes the decision to suspend her presidential campaign after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday, according to people familiar with the choice, leaving Donald Trump the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Three people with direct knowledge who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed Haley's decision ahead of an announcement by her scheduled for today. Haley's departure clears Trump to focus solely on his likely rematch in November with President Biden. Haley spent the last of her campaign aggressively warning the GOP against embracing Trump, who she argues is too consumed by chaos and personal grievance to defeat Biden in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
Southeast Asian leaders meeting in Melbourne, Australia, call for South China Sea disputes to be resolved without threats or force. At a briefing, Jonathan Malaya of the Philippines National Security Council says China this week acted in a thoroughly coercive manner there in the South China Sea.
China's latest unprovoked act of coercion and dangerous maneuvers against a legitimate and routine rotation and resupply mission for Union Shoal in the West Philippine Sea have put the lives of our people at risk and caused actual injury to Filipinos on board the supply ship Onaiza May 4.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on violence-wracked Haiti, where gangs are threatening a bloody civil war unless absent Prime Minister Ariel Henry steps down. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency's director has arrived in Russia for talks on nuclear safety in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is at risk amid the fighting. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly expressed alarm about the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant amid fears of a potential nuclear catastrophe. The plant has repeatedly been caught in the crossfire since Russia sent troops into Ukraine on February 24th of 2022 and seized the facility shortly thereafter. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi arrived at the Black Sea Resort of Sochi on Tuesday evening, according to Russian state media. The Kremlin said Wednesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with Grossi during the visit. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Some other world news headlines now. South Korean police call a doctor in for questioning, the first to be summoned in connection with a mass walkout by junior medics. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump expresses his support for Israel's war in Gaza. In his most explicit comments yet on the fighting, as international pressure grows on the United States to rein in its ally Israel. And the UN is saying famine is coming to Gaza. Britain's embattled conservative government is set to use a budget update to unveil tax cuts for millions of workers in an attempt to woo voters before a general election, likely this year. Communities in Nigeria's oil-rich Niger Delta, who say their environments have been destroyed by decades of oil exploration, are demanding oil giant Shell restore the area or pay compensation before it divests from the region. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
I'm appealing to the wonderful shareholders of Shell all over the world.
Shell may be leaving Nigeria's oil-rich Niger Delta, but communities in the region, like that of King Godwin Bebe Okpabi, paramount ruler in Igale, want their energy major to clean up before it goes.
Those dividends they get from the investment in Shell is blood money.
Shell has sold its onshore assets in Nigeria to a consortium. Over the years, spills caused by theft, vandalism, and operational issues have been costly for the company, both in terms of repairs and court cases. People in the Delta, like Ayobakur Owoda, a farmer in Bayelsa State, say decades of oil exploration have ruined farms and rivers.
I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.